Driving into Georgetown on 9th Line from Steeles Avenue, one can't miss the large sign that says CASHH with its familiar Apple logo. So what is CASHH? It's Cancer Assistance Services of Halton Hills, a charitable organization that's been around for 22 years with a mission to provide hopeful support to cancer patients, family and friends. It was started with a $200 donation from a local couple after the Canadian Cancer Society closed shop in this area. Today, CASHH is one of the most respected service providers for cancer patients in Ontario, according to Director of Operations Julie Little. Thanks in large part, she said, to Bill and Sheila Smith, whose foresight ensured continuity of services and support for people living with cancer in Halton Hills. It breaks our heart to have to turn people away because they don't live in Halton Hills, said Little. We don't take any government grants. All our funds are from local fundraising. Two upcoming fundraising events are Tour the Hills, September 24th, a cycling event with four routes to choose from, and Head for the Hills, the Georgetown Craft Beer Festival, September 17th. Last year's Tour the Hills raised $82,000 net proceeds that go directly to helping the 200 people who use CASHH. Its services include transportation to medical appointments, equipment, supplies, health supports and palliative, respite care. These are for patients and caregivers. We evaluate each client's situation and determine what services to offer, said Little. We don't want a caregiver to end up a patient. Driving patients to and from medical appointments is one of CASHH's most well-known services, with 40% of its budget covering gas and mileage costs. There's a team of about 40 volunteer drivers, including local residents like Louise Brown, who has given her time as a volunteer driver in Halton Hills for 25 years. She started with the Canadian Cancer Society after retiring from nursing. I'm available Monday to Friday. Sometimes it's 2 days a week, sometimes more. I book the whole day off when I drive someone, because you never know how long it will take, said Brown, who lost her parents and 43-year-old daughter to cancer. We try to alleviate some of the stress that our patients are going through, as sometimes family members aren't able to take time off work. We go to Hamilton, Toronto, Kitchener-Waterloo, Oakville and London, wherever our folks need to go. Brown said she develops a rapport with the patients, particularly if she drives them to appointments more than once. Our drivers are so compassionate. They are what keeps the organization going, she said, adding she always takes a blanket, pillow and a cooler with water and snacks for her patient. Sometimes the patient asks her to go into appointment for emotional support, while other times she goes walking or reads until they return. We always follow their lead. Whatever makes the patient most comfortable, she said. It's very difficult when you get close to a patient, and you lose them. But I just think to myself, we did the best we could to help. I have had several patients that have become good friends. Some have passed away and some are still hanging in there. A toolkit is available for those looking to offer similar services in their municipality, Little said. She mentions that a group in Milton has expressed interest. It's important that the community knows what we do and that we are here for them, she said. We depend on our volunteers. Without them, we couldn't do what we do. For further details on CASHH's services, visit https://cancerassistance.org/. For more information on upcoming fundraisers, visit https://tourthehills.ca/ and https://www.headforthehills.ca/.